This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show. September is National Menopause Awareness Month. And in honor of that, Meek Entertainment is bringing us a community event to bring awareness to menopause this coming weekend, September 14th through 16th at the Inglewood Willie Agee Playhouse. The play Menopause, Ages of the Colors of Love features nine talented women on stage sharing their different experiences about menopause and how it has affected their relationships with the men in their lives. One of those talented people is on the phone with me right now. She is an actress, a presenter, and a spokesperson for numerous community organizations. Kathleen Bradley joins us. How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Pat, my neighbor. It is always so good to hear from you and talk to you. And first of all, I just want to applaud you. You are so awesome on the show, and I know so many people that love you so much, and you bring so much joy to the community with your awareness for every subject and just a great radio personality throughout the years. So
Thank you so much, Kathleen. I'm feeling the love there. I know I've been a fan of yours for a really long time, since I first saw you, you know, back in the days when you became the first African-American model to join the ranks on Barker's Beauties. The Price is Right, where you spent 10 years. Yes. It was so exciting for us to see a woman of color doing what you were doing. Really, you were a pioneer.
Well, thank you, Pat. You know, that was such a great time in my life as well, and something I had prayed for and claimed. I actually claimed that job because at that point in time, CBS was under scrutiny again. No, for something different, though. They had to add more diversity to most of their programming, because obviously after a certain point in time, especially The Price is Right, it had been on 17 years, and lo and behold, there were no minorities on there representing the show. So they did an arduous interview for many, many women over a period of time, and they finally came to their senses and chose me, which I am really so proud and glad to have been on that show for 10 years. It was a wonderful experience.
And you've written a book, too, about those experiences, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And it's called Backstage at the Price is Right, Memoirs of a Barker Beauty. I wrote it a couple of years ago, and you can purchase it actually on Amazon or my website, which is KathleenBradley.tv. And it talks about my 10 years on the show, as seen backstage through my eyes as well. And you know, actually it does touch on a little bit of some of the things that are happening now with the Me Too movement. Not that it was Me Too, but some things that CBS was kind of brushing under the mat and didn't want to have come out. Some things, you know, just come out in time. So it's all a matter of time. But it's very entertaining for the most part. You know, it's not a Bob Barker bashing book or anything of that nature. But it's very delightful. It's sad. It's good. It's fun. So
it's kind of like you.
It is like me. Exactly.
it's fun. Tell us about how you got involved with Menopause, Ages of the Colors of Love.
Okay. Well, this young lady who's so talented, Tamika Comey, she is the writer, director, producer. I actually met her at a party that a mutual friend of ours was having, a birthday party. And she talked to me and talked to me, and we were talking about things. She knew who I was, and she had told me that she was doing some more productions. And I tell you, over the years, Pat, so many people have tried to get me involved in productions and plays and what have you. I've just kind of semi-retired. I've been happy playing golf, taking care of the family, my grandkids and everything. And
that's,
I know,
a handful
a
right
time.
There.
Yes, right. And I know being in a play of production takes a lot of time and energy away from my normal things I do in life. But she kind of talked me into it, and she wrote one of the parts in here for me, designed for me, and knowing me and my personality, and I thought it was such a great subject, menopause, and it is really something a lot of people don't talk about, and something that needs to be brought to the forefront, and how better to do that than to show it in a stage play and invite people to see it and eventually learn more and be more aware about menopause. And it's done in such a wonderful way with all these nine women. They're all different experiences having a menopause. It doesn't have to be a negative experience. It could be a good one. And, you know, just go through all the different changes in life. Some of the men on the production, they were watching the rehearsals, and they really went back and said that they had no idea that their mother or sister or person in their life was at an older age is going through these changes. So yes. It is so enlightening for men and women.
It's two things that are happening there, and that is that women are getting a chance to get a forum to talk about something that is a very real experience, that if it has not yet happened to you, don't worry, it will.
Yes, indeed.
And for men, as you said, a chance to really find out something about an experience they really haven't wanted to hear about too much in the past either.
I don't think maybe so much they didn't want to hear about it is that they had no idea about it. Because we, even as young women growing up, our mothers would tell us about the curse or starting your period. That's kind of a normal thing in life in the cycle. But they never, ever told us about menopause, especially back in the day. And maybe because their mother hadn't talked to them about it, and I think maybe they didn't recognize it. They might not have even called it menopause. You know, that just maybe a different change of life, but you never know about it till it really hits you. And if you don't know anything about it, it can be quite shocking, wondering why you're going through all of these changes and night sweats and different things of that nature, mood swings and all of that. So, you know, it's an awakening for everybody.
It certainly is. And this is an opportunity to get a chance to see stories of different women, how they've dealt with it and how it has affected them. What are some of the interesting things that are really surprising people who see this show?
Well, once again, to know exactly, premenopausal, perimenopausal is pretty prevalent and people don't even know about it, which is at a very young age, there are women who at 30 years old start to experience menopause. And, you know, lo and behold, if that happens, they're really lost for what's going on, because, you know, if your period stops at 30 years old, you think something's wrong, you're pregnant or something, and your body starts going through all these changes, and you really don't even know what's going on with it. So that in itself is something that's very surprising. And then we have a couple of persons who have been mistreated in life with their husband and their life, and their sex drive, for one thing, a lot of sex drive is not there anymore. Your libido is just not there. You do get dry vaginal experience, and it's nothing's pleasurable anymore. And if it's not pleasurable for you, you know, your husband, and it causes a snowball effect at some point in your life that can be preventable if, in fact, you look ahead and try to reach out to maybe your gynecologist and work with them in terms of all these wonderful things they have now to help, you know, with vaginal dryness and just awareness, period, to know about it. It's the first thing.
We live in an era where nothing is taboo. We talk about everything. It is really kind of okay for people to discuss topics like this. And I think that that is probably for the good. And there'll probably be a lot of good coming out of this for people who learn very much when they see menopause, Ages of the Colors of Love. You can see it September 14th through 16th at the Inglewood Playhouse. To find out more information, just go to menopauseplay.brownpapertickets.com. You can get your tickets there and get all the details as well. And be sure to check out Kathleen Bradley's website, kathleenbradley.tv, and find out more about one of our favorite TV personalities from way back when, who I must say, Kathleen, still looking real good, girl.
Well, thank you. And also, a lot of people know me out there from Friday, Miss Parker, especially younger people. They some of them don't care about
that's
the Price is Right. I've been at different events, and they've introduced me as the Price is Right, and then they say, Miss Parker. Then you'll hear a real rousing round of applause.
Well, listen, Kathleen, we're hoping to see you back up on the big screen again soon. But in the meantime, we will see you on the stage, which is just fine with us here.
All right, Pat, we're looking forward to you coming. You know we've got tickets for you. Let me know what night.
Thank you so much. Kathleen Bradley, one of the stars of Menopause, Ages of the Colors of Love, this weekend at the Inglewood Playhouse.